sometimes love and finding love is a difficult thing. Maybe you exchange glances at the grocery store, or you see someone you think is attractive, but it's from afar and you can't get their name or number. So what do you do?
Well, you go to your basement, you do a little typey-type, you send it off into the universe, and we bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Ladies first.
Sure.
This one's titled, Let's Do a Lot of Sitting Around Together.
Oh, sexy.
Sounds exciting, right? I mean, already I'm thinking adrenaline junkie.
That's right.
Yeah. We exchanged flirtatious looks at the grocery store the other day. You, glancing up from inspecting the jar of spaghetti sauce for its nutritional information. Me, knocking a box of rotini noodles on the floor.
Oh, no.
Oopsies.
What a meat cute.
You smiled and kept on shopping. I noticed you weren't wearing a wedding ring. Great! Before we continue, I should let you know I'm not active. Like, I don't like to hike. I don't bike, rollerblade, or run. Okay. I don't walk around the lakes. I'm inactive, and I work very hard at that.
Okay.
There is a lot to see in TV land.
Okay.
There are good movies coming out every week.
Sure.
There are some books worth spending time with.
Okay.
And then there's eating.
All right.
You can't eat and do anything else, am I right?
Right.
Yeah. You just have to sit and eat. I have a desk job that keeps me mostly immobile, and when I get home, I like to unwind by sitting even more.
She's really putting it out there.
Sometimes I like to take my show on the road and sit around outside, especially if there's a beach or a lake or a campfire.
All right. So she's open to scenery changes for her
Absolutely.
Sitting.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right.
Sure, there's some body fat that goes with all this. But this is a lifestyle, after all.
Okay.
And I am committed. Want to sit around with me? Stop sucking in your gut and let it go.
Nah.
Let's have some queso dip and watch Friends reruns.
Okay.
The way God intended. So let's sit around together. We can order takeout, take a nap, microwave some leftovers. Come on. You know you want to. Put fajitas in your subject when you reply so I know it's you.
Okay. Wow.
That's the code word.
What started off as a meet cute was then her just laying down her expectations.
Like, listen, I don't need for you to have any sort of expectation. You know what? She's probably saying, listen, I'm a cheap date. You don't need to spend all this money taking me all these places on these elaborate dates because I don't like to do much.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything other than just sit at home and watch TV.
Absolutely.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
This is Man for Woman titled Saw You Leaving My Mom's House Today.
I have questions already.
None of them will be answered.
Okay, great.
I saw your very sexy, finely tuned tush leaving my mom's house today. I can't remember your name, but you took my van.
I'm sorry, we have a stolen van now?
Yeah.
Why are we not filling out a police report instead of writing a missed
connection? We're writing a missed connection,
okay,
Kelly. She has a very cute tush.
All right.
Let me continue.
Okie dokie.
I can't remember your name, but you took my van. I need that van back. It was a gift from my dad.
Oh, wow.
Well,
okay.
I bought it, kind of, but he didn't give me the van for like a year. But it's mine now, and I need my van.
That's weird backstory we didn't need, but okay.
You have a very large chest that is always falling out of your shirt. I think that you're way hot, and I want you. But seriously, I need that van back.
Right, yeah, he needs to get places.
He's like,
got it.
I think you're attractive, but also, I need my van.
Like, if you would have asked me, I could have let you borrow it.
You were wearing funny shoes and goofy pants that made your legs look skinny and your butt look big. Big and fine.
Okay.
You're the kind of girl that I could dip a... You're the kind of girl I could dip into a vat of nacho cheese and lick clean.
Okay. I'm really concerned about what we're dipping. Okay.
You have kind of long hair and a sexy nose.
Great. Oh, noses can be sexy. Okay.
I know what you're thinking. Okay. How could a nose be sexy, but yours is so hot?
I was wondering that.
I can't even control myself. But bring my van back and maybe we can go get some popsicles on my debit card or sometime. I mean,
popsicles on the debit card?
That's right. He'll put her on the debit card.
Okay.
I mean, I live with my mother for crying out loud. And who in the heck gave you the keys to my van? It is a blue luminous Chevy and the driver's side door doesn't open and the mirror is busted, but I need that van back.
Clearly, yes. Oh, it's distressing when your vehicle's been stolen. Yes. Even if they're hot.
And I am pretty sure I'm in love with you.
Oh, wow. Already. Uh-oh.
So if you see this, tell me your name, give me my van back, and let's get some cold chicken and hummus from Kroger and Chow, baby.
Cold chicken and hummus on the debit card. And I'll throw in some popsicles.
Oh, my
wow,
gosh.
That Again, is a lot.
There are a lot of questions.
Yeah.
None of them are answered.
Do you think he should start by asking his mom, who was that and why'd she take my van?
What? Is she a friend of yours?
She was at mom's house, right? That's where we started.
That's where we started.
This epic love story. I think that's where we start. If we're going to Scooby-Doo this.
All right, so.
Back into our van.
Whether you have a meet cute in the pasta aisle.
Right. But listen, just know you don't have to put a lot of effort into taking me places. Just come over, sit on the couch.
Or you're just looking for your damn van.
Yes.
All right.
Let's start by asking mom who that was.
It can only be one thing and one thing only, and that is
Craigslist missed connection.
Oh, I hope he gets the van back.
Yes. On 99.7 DJX.